melody we just sang for Dhamma Dharashtakam is the correct melody for the morning, and the other tune that we sing is for the evening. I did this on the request of my god sister. We are here to speak and listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, verse number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tata Saptama Akutyam Rucher Yagyo Vyajayata Sa Yamadyai Suraganair Apat Swayambhuvantaram Tatat Saptama Akutyam Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Samad Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram Tatak Saptama Akutyang Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram. Please chant. Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram Tatak Saptama Akutyang Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram Tatak Saptama Akutyang Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram Tatak Saptama Akutyang Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram. Ladies, Tatak Saptama Akutyang Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram. Tata Saptama Akutyang Rucher Yagyo Bhajayata Sayamadhyay Suraganair Apat Svayam Bhuvantaram. Anyone else? Tata After that Saptame The seventh in the line. Akutyam, in the womb of Akuti. Ruche, by Prajapati Ruchi. Yagya, the Lord's incarnation as Yagya. Abhyajayata advented sa he yama adyai with yama and others suraganai with demigods apat ruled swayambhuva antaram the change of the period of swayambhuva manu. Please repeat. The seventh incarnation was Yajna. The son of Prajapati Ruchi and his wife Akuti. He controlled the period during the change of the Swayambhuva Manu and was assisted by demigods such as his son Yama. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The administrative posts occupied by the demigods for maintaining the regulations of the material world are offered to highly elevated, pious living beings. When there is a scarcity of such pious living beings, the Lord incarnates Himself as Brahma, Prajapati, Indra, etc., and takes up the charge. During the period of Swayambhuva Manu, the present period is of Vaivasvata Manu, there was no suitable living being who could occupy the post of Indra, the king of the Indra Loka, heaven planet. The Lord Himself at that time became Indra, assisted by His own sons, like Yama and other demigods. Lord Yajna ruled the administration of the universal affairs. So in preparation yesterday for today's class, I found that there is more information in second canto and fourth canto, and I intend to read that. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, that's the chapter where Lord Brahma is informing his son Narada all about these scheduled incarnations. So, Jatu Rucher Ajanayat Suyaman Suyagya Akuti Sunur Amaran Atha Dakshinayam Loka Trayasya Mahitim Aharad Yad Arting Swayam Bhuvena Manuna Harir It Yanukuta. The Prajapati first begot Suyagya in the womb of his wife Akuti, and then Suyagya begot demigods headed by Suyama in the womb of his wife Dakshina. Suyagya, as the Indradev, diminished very great miseries in the three planetary systems, upper, lower, and intermediate. And because he so diminished the miseries of the universe, he was later called Hari, everybody say, Hari, by the great father of mankind, namely Swayambhuva Manu. Prabhupada's purport to that verse: in order to guard against the invention of unauthorized incarnations of God by the fanciful, less intelligent persons, the name of the father of the bona fide incarnation is also mentioned in the authorized revealed scriptures. No one, therefore, can be accepted as an incarnation of the Lord if his father's name, as well as the name of the village or place in which he appears, is not mentioned by the authorized scriptures. In the Bhagavat Purana, the name of the Kalki incarnation, which is to take place in almost 400,000 years, is mentioned along with the name of his father and the name of the village in which he will appear. A sane man, therefore, does not accept any cheap edition of an incarnation without reference to the authorized scriptures. Then we see in Canto 4, Chapter 1, Maitreya is instructing Vidura, and he says, Swayambhuva Manu begot three daughters in his wife, Shatarupa, and their names were Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Akuti had two brothers, but in spite of her brothers, King Swayambhuva Manu handed her over to the Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of her be returned to Manu as his son. This he did in consultation with his wife Shatarupa. Ruchi, who was very powerful in his brahminical qualifications and was appointed one of the progenitors of the living entities, begot one son and one daughter by his wife Akuti. Of the two children born of Akuti, the male child was directly an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his name was Yajna, which is another name of Lord Vishnu. The female child was a partial incarnation of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the eternal consort of Lord Vishnu. Swayambhuva Manu very gladly brought home the beautiful boy named Yajna, and Ruchi, his son-in-law, kept with him the daughter Dakshina. The lord of the ritualistic performance of Yajna later married Dakshina, who was anxious to have the personality of Godhead as her husband. And in this wife, the lord was also very much pleased to beget 12 children. The 12 boys born of Yajna and Dakshina were named Tosha, Pratosha, Santosha, Bhadra, Santi, Idaspati, Idma, Kavi, Vibhu, Swana, Sudeva, and Rochan. During the time of Swayambhuva Manu, these sons all became the demigods, collectively named the Tushitas. Marichi became the head of the seven Richis, and Yajna became the king of the demigods, Indra. So for this section, I just extracted essential purports. Sometimes a sonless person offers his daughter to a husband on the condition that his grandson be returned to him to be adopted as his son and inherit his property. This is called Putrika Dharma, which means that by execution of religious rituals, one gets a son, although one is sonless by one's own wife. But here we see extraordinary behavior in Manu, for in spite of his having two sons, he handed over his first daughter to Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of his daughter be returned to him as his son. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this connection that King Manu knew that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would take birth in the womb of Akuti. Therefore, in spite of having two sons, he wanted the particular son born of Akuti because he was ambitious to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear as his son and grandson. Manu is the lawgiver of mankind, and since he personally executed the Putrika Dharma, we may accept that such a system may be adopted by mankind also. Thus, even though one has a son, if one wants to have a particular son from one's daughter, one may give one's daughter in charity on that condition. That is the opinion of Srila Jiva Goswami. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the eternal consort of Lord Vishnu. Here it is stated that both the Lord and Lakshmi, who are eternal consorts, appeared from Akuti simultaneously. Both the Lord and his consort are beyond this material creation, as confirmed by many authorities, Narayana Paro Vyaktat. And therefore their eternal relationship cannot be changed. And Yajna, the boy born of Akuti, later married the goddess of fortune. Swayambhuva Manu was very glad to see that his daughter Akuti had given birth to both a boy and girl. He was afraid that he would take one son and that because of this, his son-in-law Ruchi might be sorry. Thus, when he heard that a daughter was born along with the boy, he was very glad. Ruchi, according to his promise, returned his male child to Swayambhuva Manu and decided to keep the daughter, whose name was Dakshina. One of Lord Vishnu's names is Yajna, because he is the master of the Vedas. The name Yajna comes from Yajushang Pati, which means the Lord of all sacrifices. In the Yajurveda, there are different ritualistic prescriptions for performing yajnas, and a beneficiary of all such yajnas is the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Therefore, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yajyathat Karmana. One should act, but one should perform one's prescribed duties only for the sake of Yajna or Vishnu. If one does not act for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or if one does not perform devotional service, then there will be reactions to all one's activities. It does not matter if the reaction is good or bad. If our activities are not dovetailed with the desire of the Supreme Lord, or if we do not act in Krishna consciousness, then we shall be responsible for the results of our activities. There is always a reaction to every kind of action. But if actions are performed for yajna, there is no reaction. Thus, if one acts for yajna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is not entangled in the material condition. For it is mentioned in the Vedas and in Bhagavad Gita that the Vedas and Vedic rituals are all meant for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. From the very beginning, One should try to act in Krishna consciousness. That will free one from the reactions of material activities. Finally, I would like to read to you a very short lecture Prabhupada gave here in Los Angeles on this verse. I thought this would be interesting to see how does Prabhupada give class. So this was in Los Angeles, so 1972, so it was definitely here at Watsika. Although 72 must have been where the Fate Museum is that correct? The temple used to be, yes. When did we start here? Did anybody know? 74? Yes. Okay. So this was September 17th, 1972. Prabhupada ki. So you are marking that so many incarnations of God have been described. We are now in the seventh. So there is a chronological number. Which incarnation? What is his chronological number? What is his father's name? What is his mother's name? What are his activities? how the bodily feature, what is the mission. Everything is described in the Shastra. Nowadays, any rascal comes and says, I am incarnation. What is your father's name? Whatever it is described, whether in the Shastra. Because incarnation, we cannot accept any rascal as incarnation without proper identification. But it has become a fashion now. Any rascal comes, says, I am incarnation of God. So where is the mention? Some rascal says, I was formerly Ram and Krishna. Another rascal accepts, oh, you were Ram and Krishna? So this kind of rascalism is not very good. You must accept the incarnation of God according to the description in the Shastras. Not one rascal cheats you and you also become another rascal to accept it. Don't do that. You must know what are the indication of incarnation. This question was raised by Sanatan Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is stated in the Shastra, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Upanishad, in the Mahabharata. There are evidences. He appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra. But his incarnation is stated in the Shastra. Therefore, we accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as incarnation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said that I am an incarnation. Rather, to warn the ordinary people that they should not accept any so-called incarnation, when someone stated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are incarnation of Krishna, he immediately blocked his ears. Don't say like that. It is a great offense. Great offense. Because he was playing the part of a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching us how to execute devotional service. And he deprecated Mayavad philosophy in so many ways. He was to establish the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was exemplifying himself how to become a devotee. So he never mentioned that he is incarnation. But we understand from the features of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is incarnation of Krishna. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam. Krishna Varnam, Krishna Varnayati, in the category of Krishna, Krishna Varnam, and Twisha Akrishna. By his complexion, he is not black, Akrishna. Akrishna means not black. So not black, it may be of the color, yes, that may be, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, when Garga Muni was preparing the horoscope of Krishna, he said, Shukla raktas tatha piti idanin Krishna tam gata. Incarnation of God, either white, shukla rakta, either red, yellow, or black. These colors accepted. So Garga Muni said, Shukla raktas tatha pita idanin Krishna tam gata. Your son, this son, formerly he appeared in white color, in red color, in yellow color. Now he has appeared in black color. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was yellow color. Therefore, when it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Twisha Akrishnam, he is not black. That means he is pita, he is yellow. Krishna Varnan, Twisha Sang. Twisha Krishnang Sango Pangastra Parshadam. He is always associated by his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so long he lived on this planet, he was always associated with the devotees. The most confidential devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the central point, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda. So, Sangopangastra Parshadam, Krishna Varnam. He is always chanting Krishna. He is Krishna himself. Tvisha Akrishnam. But his bodily complexion is not like that. And other feature, Sangopangastra Parshadam. And he is always associated with his devotees. They are his soldiers. Sangopangastra Parshadam. In other incarnation, Krishna comes with weapon. As Lord Ramachandra, he came with bow and arrows. As Krishna, he came with disc and club. Here, Krishna has come compassionately to distribute mercy to the fallen souls. So he has not taken any astra, any weapon. His weapon is his associate devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Nityananda Prabhu. He is going to kill Jagai and Madai, not by weapon, but by his mercy. He went to preach Jagai and Madai, the drunkards, the woman hunters, flesh eaters, and they hurt him. Still, he delivered them. So these astra, this is the astra, by argument, by philosophy, by entreating, by flattering, they are giving Krishna consciousness. Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, yes. Otherwise, they are already killed. Krishna, if he kills them, then everything is finished. They are already killed by so many bad habits. They are going to hell. So those who are already killed, so what will be the benefit by killing them? So, deliver them. Sangopangastra Parshadam. This is the incarnation of Krishna. It is stated. And how is he worshipped? Yajyai Sankirtana Prayayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. The worshipping method of Lord Chaitanya, incarnation of Krishna, is not very difficult. Simply, Yajyai Sankirtanai. You perform this yajna of Sankirtan. Everybody, Hare Krishna. Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, Sanatan Goswami, he was a minister. So to confirm this, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can I accept somebody as incarnation? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is not difficult. Everything is stated in the Shastras. And from the evidence of the Shastra, you can accept who is incarnation. So our point is that you do not become so foolish and rascal that any rascal comes and poses himself as God, incarnation of God. You kick on their face. Please consult the Shastras whether his name, his father's name, his mother's name, his features of the body, his activities are corroborating with the Shastra. Then accept. Otherwise, don't. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. So the floor is open for discussion. Who would like to start today's session? After Rabindranath.
Yeah, you were saying how we should kill the demons with argument and like that. But you also said the demons, we should kick them in the face. So how does that work?
Same thing. Kicking in their face by preaching very strongly, very boldly, and not being afraid or ashamed or intimidated. There is that one purport, one of my favorite, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Prabhupada says that we are not, how does he say? Something about we're not dogmatic, but we have to speak the plain truth that Krishna is God. We cannot compromise on that point. In my next class in 2 weeks, I'll find that purport that I'm referring to and read that. And Prabhupada again makes the same point. We are speaking according to the Shastra. It's not that we are doing things whimsically. So when people say, you are good, they are good, no. We are good. We are correct. Krishna is God. That's kicking on their face. Strong, bold, direct, not mamsy-pamsy preaching. When it comes time, I like my philosophy. My philosophy is don't ask, don't tell. But if they ask, then I'm going to tell them. Who is God? Krishna. Who is the representative of Krishna? Srila Prabhupada. What is the best method for achieving self-realization? Chant Hare Krishna. No compromise. That's what I call kicking on their face. All right, you have a question here? Wait for the microphone. Here.
I just want to ask, you said, this is Prabhupada's words, that in Kali Yuga, Astra for this age is disorder, argument, philosophy, fluttering, and two more words.
Okay, so you want to go back? Okay. Yes, I'm very good at that flattering technique. That's how I got where I am. Let's see, what does he say? Yes, that's it. Argument, philosophy, entreating. Do you know what entreating means? Entreating, begging, pleading, coaxing, or in New York we use the word schmoozing. And then flattering. Yes, that is my technique. Even this is taught by Prabhurananda Saraswati, one of the followers. This is not correct, what you're doing here. Hello? This is not correct. This is not proper etiquette. That's called kicking on face. So, now I lost my thought. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada Saraswati. That, my dear sir, you are very intelligent. You are very learned. You are very aristocratic. I just beg one thing. Forget everything that you have learned and hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All right. If I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry, but it's not correct. More questions. Give him the microphone, please. You have the mic?
My question is, what if someone's being aggressive toward you?
What's that?
If someone's being aggressive, I've been on both book distribution and Harinam where people were aggressive, cursing, spitting, throwing things, challenging, you know, our beliefs and what we're, you know, putting us down. How would one handle that type of behavior?
We usually tolerate, because that's what Lord Chaitanya instructs us to tolerate. But at the same time, we want to preach in favorable circumstances. So, what is that? Discretion is the better part of valor. So we're not there to waste time. If a particular client or audience is not favorable, there are, what's the expression? Too many fish in the sea. Go somewhere where it's more favorable. We try to avoid conflict. Now, if you're being attacked, physically attacked, you can fight back. Prabhupada used these, did he not? Didn't Prabhupada? Somebody was attacking Hamsa Duda on the stage. Prabhupada came swinging his. So, Anybody want to comment on this? Am I saying anything wrong? Yes?
In my experience, when someone's being aggressive, it's best to be tolerant and try to get out of the situation as fast as possible because, you know, one of the things that Prabhupada would often do in his lectures, when someone got into a challenging spirit, he would actually not give them knowledge. He would actually stop. I remember there's one lecture where someone was challenging him, and it was completely on the... I'm pretty sure the lecture was given on one must approach the spiritual master in a mood of submission. And so if someone's trying to, you know, challenge us and it's in an aggressive spirit, we shouldn't actually really succumb to them. We should just, you know, thank them, be kind, be gentle, and just try to leave the situation. Because it's not really... There's no sense in throwing...
Don't waste time.
Yeah, don't throw pearls to swine.
Whenever I... If I was in a... I have been in that situation, this is what I do. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! They run away from loud chanting. Give the microphone to Archita.
Hare Krishna, Naranta Prabhu, thank you for a wonderful class. The recommendation from the Shastra is for yourself be tolerant, but if other devotees are being attacked, then you have to do something. Sometimes they go out on the, you know, Harinam party, and the Matajis are being bothered, and you just keep chanting and smiling like, no, you have to go over and protect the Matajis. You can't just stand there and, oh, it's a Krishna's arrangement. No, go and protect. Any devotee who's being attacked, you go and protect them. That's your duty. For yourself, you can tolerate, if you want to tolerate somebody spitting on you, fine, but don't tolerate that happening to another devotee. Go and protect them. And as far as Prabhupada's example, he gave many examples, so you can't just cite one. Here's a famous one in India. Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and some Western guy was there, and he kept disturbing. He kept getting up and saying, well, I think Prabhupada would say, sit down. Well, and the Prabhupada finally yelled at him, sit down and be quiet. And he was so strong that some of the Indians left, because their idea of Swami is, everything is all right, just smiling. Prabhupada was not like that. Prabhupada was not like that. He was very strong. When somebody was a disturbance, sit down and be quiet. That's Prabhupada. So Prabhupada didn't always tolerate. Sometimes he tolerated, sometimes he didn't. So we can't cite just one example. We have to look at the big picture.
Suradas?
Also, Prabhupada said that you show your, what is it called? Fangs? No, Prabhupada said fangs, and devotees said, no, no, fangs, Prabhupada. He said, yes, the snake sometimes shows the fangs, and people run. So when we're preaching, you don't have to attack physically, but one doesn't tolerate and let people believe that devotees are so meek and humble that they won't rise up. Just like there was one manager of an airline in Dallas, Texas, 1979, and he came over to one of our Matajis and stole the pin from her, what is it called, the roses or the flowers she was, and started pricking her with pins. This is a manager of an airline. So I was with one of the temple Kshatriyas, and that night he performed seva to protect the Mataji who was going every day to that airlines. And he did several things in, with pizza parlors and cabs and cement trucks, etc., etc., etc. Didn't hurt the gentleman. Kept him up pretty much all night. Somehow got his address, got his number. The next morning he came crawling to the Mataji begging for forgiveness. So devotee sometimes becomes, what is it, hard like a thunderbolt and soft as a rose.
Thank you. Anything else? This Mataji?
Hello. I have a question. I often get frowned upon from the Christian community for chanting and believing in Hare Krishna. And it dawned on me, I was reading Chant and Be Happy. And George Harrison talks about using hallelujah and slowly transferring into Hare Krishna. And I'm wondering, has it ever been said that Krishna or Christ is a reincarnation of Krishna?
Prabhupada says that this word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos. And this Christos is very similar to a Sanskrit word Krista, from where we also get the name Krishna. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding, it is Jesus of the Christ. So Christ referring to God. And if I'm challenged, like you said, by some of our Christian brethren, because I was raised Roman Catholic, so I tell them, I studied the Bible, I worshiped Jesus for 23 years, and I had been taught, no one goes to the Father but through me. Finally, I was shown the Father. Nobody can argue with that. I followed the book. I did what the book said. Now I find the Father. We have no problem. If Jesus was to walk in this door right now, we would pay our obeisances. And then we'd do kirtan. I'm sure Jesus would join in the kirtan. We have all... We love Jesus. And I'm sure Jesus loves us. Because didn't Jesus say, I'm doing my Father's work? Are we not doing our Father's work? What is God's work? God's work is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. That is everything this movement is trying to do. Deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So nobody should have an argument with us. We are the best, humbly.
Yes. Yes.
Now, one more thing, because your question was so delicious. If I am in a situation and being harassed, this is how I deal with it. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hare Krishna. I think we have time for one more question.
Jesus Christ said many times in the Bible, follow thy father. Jesus Christ said many times in the Bible, you know, follow thy father, worship thy father. He says that many times.
Jai.
Exactly like that.
I think we should end here. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.